It's here and now, and there is already a lot of excitement in Austin, Texas about the Austin City Limits Music Festival coming in the fall. The lineup this year includes Phoenix, Roadkill Ghost Choir, and Max Frost.
Girl, you can trust them all the way.
Nice and Slow by Max Frost, who is actually based in Austin, which is sometimes called the live music capital of the world. But it's not the same Austin it used to be, at least musically. For more, we're joined by David Brown, a music journalist with Here and Now contributing network station KUT and KUTX in Austin. Also, by the way, a former host of the public radio show Marketplace. David, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
Doing well. So first of all, just set the scene for us. What is Austin's music scene right now? How would you describe it?
Here in Austin, they call it the Velvet Rut for a lot of musicians. There are about 10,000 musicians. That includes a lot of people who have day jobs, obviously. But in terms of, you know, per capita density of music, they call it the live music capital of the world for a reason. And I was going to ask you, I mean, seriously, Jeremy, if someone says Austin music, what do you think of?
I think it's one of these edgy places that sort of, it's not like Brooklyn. It's less hipster than Brooklyn. It's got probably a little more of a country sense than that, but it's not like Nashville. It's more rocky than that. Am I close?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty sophisticated perspective. A lot of people, I think, are still stuck in the Stevie Ray Vaughan, Willie Nelson, you know, outlaw country thing, because that's really what put Austin music on the map. And I think that the artists that I wanted to tell you a little bit about that represent the music scene, in my opinion, they definitely don't come from the Willie Nelson, Stevie Ray Vaughan sort of school of Austin music, if you will, although that is still alive and well.
Well, let's hear some of it. This is from Danny Malone. This is a song called Spider Legs. Well, David, tell us what we're listening to here, and we should say this is, now that we've set this up as a taste of Austin's music scene, a lot of people are going to be making a lot of judgments about it based on what we just heard.
And that's totally understandable, but just to give you a sense of what Danny Malone is doing here. He's originally from Dallas, and he now lives in a barn in Austin. I was talking with an entertainment lawyer based in L.A., and out of the blue, I kid you not, he said, you know who the best singer-songwriter is in Austin today? And I said, yeah, Danny Malone. And he said, yeah, you're right. And as I was saying, in a town of 10,000 working musicians, for two total strangers to agree on something like that, I think that says something. I mean, basically from a singer-songwriter tradition, it sounds a little rootsy, but also very sort of cosmopolitan and urbane as well.
And he's not your typical indie act. He has two backup dancers. He does these elaborate, almost dance dramas. What is the story with the dancing that he does?
I think he's just being himself, and that's one of the things that Austin's known for. I mean, you know, the cliche is keep Austin weird, and this is a town that embraces a lot of people who are willing to just be themselves, and Danny Malone just, he goes his own way.
Well, let's move on to Sam Baker. Here is Ditch from his album Say Grace.
I'm crawling back down in the ditch today. I got a crazy-ass wife, got a baby on the way. I'm glad I got work. Glad I got pay. I'm crawling back down in the ditch today.
See, now this one I definitely hear more Nashville than Brooklyn.
Well, now that's interesting. I wouldn't say Nashville. I mean, Nashville approaches it, I dare say, in a more formulaic fashion. You know, the truth is, the title of his new album is Say Grace. Sam Baker has tons to be grateful for. 30 years ago, he survived a terrorist attack on a tour bus in Peru, and the little boy sitting beside him was killed along with six others, and Baker himself nearly died. And he never really got over that experience, and it profoundly affected what he writes about and how he does it. He takes fragments of poems and hymns and discarded memories, and he weaves them together for a sort of a different, yeah, it's country music, I suppose, but it's way more authentic than what you normally would hear on country radio today.
What is Ditch about?
He might say it's about a woman. But more than that, it's a working class song. It's about a guy who gets his hands dirty, working day in and day out. But it's sung in a way that it just hits you like very few songs do.
You've told us you're really excited about the band Not in the Face. What should we know about this group?
Well, if I were to say there's any one band that you really need to have on your radar out of Austin today, I would say it's not In the Face. This is a band that started out as a two-piece, and their original aesthetic was sort of Bruce Springsteen meets Johnny Cash and the Black Keys in a back alley, right? The front man, his name is Jonathan Terrell. He has mutton chops, and when he sings, it's like he's preaching. You know, he's just bashing away on that guitar. They recorded actually as a four-piece unit. They brought in a new drummer and a bass player, and they sent me a sneak peek of some of the tracks, and I got to tell you, it just blew my head off. The new version of a song called Brass Tacks is just great foot stomper.
Well, let's listen to Brass Tacks.
We get down to the brass tacks. We can have the speed. I'm gonna blow the roof out this honey. I'm gonna show you.
David, a very different sound than the others we've heard today.
Yeah, for sure. And they made a huge impact at South by Southwest recently as well. I have to say that there's another track called Always Tonight that is a kind of yang to that yin. It's a kind of rock anthem that I frankly wish there were more of. It's sort of got the swagger of old school arena rock, but without any of that, you know, sort of 70s earnestness. And in a way, it's kind of the perfect antidote to the Ho-Hey school of indie rock.
Well, let's listen to that.
I lost my faith and when I turned around, sweet Lord, I was rock and roll bound. Never thought that it would feel this good. Always wanted, never knew that I could.
David, you're also interested in a group called The Boxing Lesson. Here is their song, Better Days. How would you describe this?
They call it space rock because there are all these layers that kind of build to these climaxes. And they incorporate a lot of guitar effects and synthesizer effects that frame what are basically melodic rock songs. But what they're really trying to do is create a sort of wall of sound that you can get lost in. If you look at the label of their new album called Big Hits, it says, play loudly, do not shuffle, right? And I mean, how many people do albums? Everyone's, you know, focused on the song. But this is about the album. This is about getting lost in a vibe and a feeling. This is one that you can put on in a traffic jam and you just get completely absorbed by the experience, sort of transported.
How often do you listen to albums in total, in full, as opposed to just song, one song here, one song there?
Generally, I will listen to an entire album one time through, just kind of skipping through to see if it grabs my ear. And if something grabs my ear, I'll listen to it as an album. The last album that did that for me was The Boxing Lessons' new album. People just aren't making albums like that anymore.
So, David, in your job, how often do you get to go out and actually see these live bands perform in Austin?
Alas, not nearly as much as I would like to. You know, you have a couple of kids and all that kind of stuff, and that definitely takes its toll on your personal time. But happily, we get so many of these artists in our own Studio 1A here at KUT and KUTX. I get to see a lot of these guys. It's a terrific community. It's a great place to enjoy live music.
David Brown from KUT and KUTX, and you might remember him as the former host of Marketplace. David, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Jeremy.
And we leave you with another one of David Brown's Austin picks. This is In the City Rail by Wiretree.
I don't know which I like more, hearing this great music or hearing David Brown's
David
voice.
Brown. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill. Committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment, local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.